Then we bring our awareness to our body, not a particular part of it, but just to the present now. And this meditation is to release karma and karmic beliefs, which is the same as to say to release all that which binds us in a way that is not helping us. What binds us in a way that is blocking us from accessing our truth and our soul and our true guidance, also our higher guidance. In order to do that, we need to first focus right between our eyes and our eyebrows. This is an access point that allows us to access our Akash, which is our memory, but our memory not based on our brain or our mind, it's our soul's memory. In order to, the more we learn the truth, the more we break with karma. The more we open up to the truth, the more we realize our beliefs are not correct and our beliefs are holding us back. And every belief can be changed. Some beliefs are a lot more difficult to change and break because they are very deeply ingrained and there are many different layers of trauma and fear around them, also from other lives. But ultimately, all of creation starts with an idea, and an idea becomes a belief, and a belief creates reality. Belief is like the governing structure, the government for your thoughts and your feelings and your emotions. And so, the most effective way, a method to dissolve karmic beliefs is to find forgiveness within. Forgiveness is not an act, it's not a doing, it's not something that you do. The word itself says a lot, to forgive. This giving is ultimately an allowing. It's a release, it's an opening of energy. It's like a dam that is blocking water, and you remove the dam and the water can start flowing like a river, as all energy does. No energy is stuck, or when it is not happy. Nothing wants to be stuck, everything wants to be free. And the more we free ourselves from false beliefs, limiting beliefs, the more powerful we become, and the freer we feel, and the happier we are. And so, one of the best guides towards finding out what is the most karmic topic or the most karmic belief holding us back right now is to think about and to focus on and to meditate on, what am I most afraid of? Not only right now, but on a daily basis, what is the most fearful topic? What do I have the most anxiety about? What do I feel most ashamed of? What do I feel the most guilt about? Those are the indicators, those are all guides. Our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions are guides that we can and need to use in order to find out the truth, in order to understand that which brings us pain is not who we truly are. That which brings us pain is merely a reminder of something that's unresolved, something that is not brought into light. And so we don't, this meditation is not about one specific karmic belief or topic. It's about a general statement of releasing all karma that has accumulated and that we are ready to let go of. Because this works in layers, and karma itself, even though it does apparently or realistically bring us pain, is also just a teaching tool. It's a tool for us to learn what is right and what is wrong, and who we are and who we are not, what we are and what we are not. And what follows after forgiveness, which again is just a way to say I'm open to receive and release energy, to give to myself the gift of forgiveness. What follows after that is gratitude. And that gratitude doesn't have to be, I'm going to say, heartfelt, or you have to be also grateful for all the negativity that you experienced. But grateful that you got to this point where you realize that there is a higher truth, and where you realize that you can be free of your false beliefs, of your karma, of your karmic identity at the end of the day. We derive an identity from the experiences that we have, and the more negative the experiences, the more negative the identity we have, which is our ego. Our ego dissolves the more we learn who we truly are, the more we embody our soul. And then our soul takes over. That's the process of ascension, letting go of who we are not to become who we are. And it is easy to get distracted by spirals of energy. Energy loves to move in spirals, up or down or left or right. So we imagine a downward spiral to be negative, to be fear-based, to give us anxiety. One thought that's negative will attract another thought. Law of attraction and law of resonance. So simply laws that describe how energy works in the universe everywhere. If you think negatively, you will think more negatively, you will feel negative, you will eventually start creating negatively, and that, if you don't stop it, gets worse and worse. And so karma is like negativity that has become entrenched, that has become so stuck that, like scar tissue, it doesn't really heal up completely. It holds a story. It's a memory, which brings us again to the Akash, to the Akashic memory of our soul. And we have that memory, of course, in our body, certain parts of our body, be that a wound we have or an organ or whichever. They store energy, and they store different kinds of energy. And that energy, if it's momentarily negative, that is not a bad thing, because that needs to pass through, that needs to be allowed. What is a problem is when that energy becomes stuck. And the same goes for positive energy. If we try to hold on to something positive without letting it go, without allowing it to go somewhere else, it will also become negative. Because again, all energy wants to be free. You can't tie something down with fear. Love is an allowing. And so we now focus our intention on releasing all old and stuck energy that is within our body, both physical and energetic and mental and emotional and astral, simply energetically releasing all limiting beliefs, all energy that is stuck, that is not flowing, and that wants to be released. Holding on to something, whichever that is, a thought, a memory, cause, a belief, an ideology, a material thing, whatever it is, that in itself is rooted in the belief that something better cannot replace it. And better can only come when you release the old. And especially these days when energy changes so fast, we need to be willing to let go of a lot of things so that we can receive what our soul wants us to have, so that we can do what we came here to do. And the more we fight that process, the more we will feel pain, because we are also betraying ourselves. Part of us always knows, if we go against our soul, I'm betraying myself. If I say no to my soul, I betray myself. That is not a good feeling. And so it takes a great deal of trust and faith to know that something good is coming, or might we say better, because we don't know that for sure until it happens, but that is the game we play here. There is a past and a present and a future. And the more we are in tune and aligned with our soul, the easier this energy flows and the bigger this river becomes, this river of everything that we truly are, of a wealth of creativity, in abundance of joy and fulfillment and purpose and money and everything else. We don't always get to decide when that happens, which brings us to patience. But it cannot ever happen, or we might say we can never see our dreams become reality if we are holding on to something that is blocking that reality to become yours. A dream is just a future event that you want to bring into the now. And not all things that we dream we actually want. A lot of those things are actually not even good for us. Our soul knows what's good for us. That's to say, a higher consciousness of ourselves. A consciousness that is aligned with the truth. Consciousness that is completely in harmony with the universe. The more we use force, the more we say no to the universe, and the more we try to manipulate energy in a way that is not good for us or for others or for the energy itself. Force never creates happiness. And so a lot of energy that is stuck congregates around our chakras. You know, we focus now on the seven chakras that are directly within our physical body. And the chakras are energy containers, like we talked about in the very first meditation of chakra alignment and unification. They contain energy, they store energy, good or bad. And the healthier our chakras are, the more secure we feel, the more joy we have, the more powerful we are, the more loving and compassionate we are, the more we speak our truth without being afraid or without thinking that we are going to hurt someone, the more we see reality for what it is, and the more we are aware of our divinity and of our connection to everything. We all have a unique part to play, and only we, the individual, can play it. There's no one who can replace you. In order to play your part and to do what you're here to do, you have to consciously agree to it. You have to, so to speak, with your free will, agree to that reality and to become aware of the fact that this human body is very limited and very limiting. And through ascension, through this process of ascension, we become more and more conscious and we embody more and more of our soul. And eventually, even more than just our soul, would be even embody other beings to a certain degree and become even more conscious and more aligned with the universe. We become less afraid of that which is foreign to us. And what that takes is openness, as much openness as we can muster in the moment, anyways. And so, through the conscious release and really the breaking, again, stuck energy, breaking it up like ice or crust, breaking or scar tissue, breaking up the karma and the karmic energy, the more we do that through, there's many different practices to do that, like this meditation. On a daily basis, the more energy flow we create and the easier our life is, and the more energy comes to us and flows through us. And ultimately, the happier we are, no matter what our challenges may be or our task. And so finally, and lastly, ultimately, the key really is to open your heart. And I don't only mean the chakra, I mean the heart as the very center of your being, of your entire existence. Because the heart itself can never get hurt. It's only the energy that is stuck around it and that is blocking the heart that hurts. The heart itself is perfect. It's the gateway to Christ consciousness. It's the gateway to our soul. Without an open heart, we are basically lost. We are unconscious. So let us close this particular meditation on alignment towards truth, an open heart, and the dissolution and the breaking of karmic energy by putting our hand, left or right, I suggest the left hand, on our heart. In the middle, not the organ, but the middle of our chest, as always. And to promise to ourselves to always be true to ourselves, no matter the consequences, because the consequences in the moment might not be pleasant, since we have come from a very unconscious in a very dark world, and many people are still stuck in that. The majority of humanity is still there, but the majority has never been correct, at least not on this planet. And so the act of being who you truly are is the greatest gift you can make to yourself and to everyone else, as much as that might offend them. But their offense is just a reminder of their own closed hearts that they have yet to find and open. And this is the secret that everyone is looking for, that they're praying for, that they find figures and idols to worship. But the answer is always you. You have everything that you are, and no one else can tell you who you are. Someone else can guide you towards it once they found themselves, but they can never tell you who you are. That's something that is completely unique. It's impossible for anyone to find you but you.